interviewing you on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and one another. The date is Wednesday, the 5th of August, and the time is 11:17. Can I please ask you for your name, your date of birth, and where you've come from?
My name is Michelle Brooks. Everyone calls me Shelley. My date of birth is 5th of the 4th, 76, and I've come from Cambridge.
And how did you hear about the project?
I was trying to remember this earlier. I think actually a friend emailed me about it, and then I decided to apply off my own back, if you see what I mean. I just thought it looked like an interesting project, so I decided just to put my name in just for a laugh, really, to be honest. And I wasn't expecting to get picked, so I saw it and thought it looked like a fun project.
And when you did find out that you did have a place, mm-hmm. How did you feel?
I was actually really, really excited. I'd got the email through for the previous months to say that I hadn't made it, and that's cool. And then when the one came through, I'd sort of kind of not forgotten about it, but put it to the back of my mind. And then when the email came through to say that I'd got a place, I was running around like a lunatic telling everybody about it, was just very excited about it. And then all of a sudden, the thought that I had then had to decide what I was going to do with my hour, that's when it kind of sunk in. The reality of the situation sunk in. You know, putting your name forward isn't the end of it, if you see what I mean. I was really made up. I was quite pleased because there are so many people. I mean, at that point, there was only about 17,000 of the people that had applied. I think there's now about 31,000 or something. It's just shot up. It was quite a mad thing to sort of be one of 2,400 out of 17,000 at that point. It was quite a big thing.
And what are you going to do up there?
I'm hoping to sing some stuff. I usually sing in a band. But unfortunately, I was not able to get any of our stuff done as backing tracks. Otherwise, it would have been nice to do our own stuff. But I'm sort of quite happy at the moment to just go up there and sing random stuff. I've tried to pick songs that are reasonably oomphy. You know, not necessarily happy, jolly, sunshiny songs, but just not quiet and ones that are a little bit kind of... They should wake people up a little bit, I think, hopefully, which would be nice. And I'm also dressed in... some rather strange burlesque here, just because it's another. I tried to think of things that were about me, because obviously that's kind of the point of the project. The two things that I kind of get the most enjoyment out of are the burlesques. I'm a big fan of burlesque and go to a lot of burlesque clubs and stuff, and also singing. And the third one is photography, so I'm taking my camera up there as well. But I just wanted to kind of do things that were that sort of reflected my personality and my likes, if you know what I mean. And also the main thinking behind it was just that because it's midnight till one, I figured at that time of night people probably just want to have a little bit of fun and a bit of entertainment. I'm not one for kind of sitting quietly and reading and, you know, doing things like that, so I just figured go up there and entertain and just have a bit of a laugh with it, really, to be honest. Hopefully that's what will happen.
How long have you been singing for?
Probably about forever, really, but sort of in public for about 16 years, probably more than that, maybe probably about getting on for about 20 years. Crumbs, that tells how old I am. But I sort of started when I was sort of in my teens, so 13-14, and went on holiday with my parents one year, did a karaoke out on the street. Yeah, I just kind of figured I liked it, you know. I sort of enjoyed it and it was fun and I could do it, so it was nice to do it and people liked it, so I kind of carried on from there, really.
Had you always followed music?
Yeah. Music is a major passion of mine. I can't imagine a world without music. I can't imagine just not having music around me. So whatever I'm doing, whether I'm, you know, working or sat at home or especially in the car, I have to have music on. I can't not. So music's a major love of mine.
When you're not singing yourself, making music, mm-hmm. Who do you listen to?
Oh, crumbs, everyone. I don't really have any specific tastes. I used to be quite narrow-minded with music, and then one of my ex-boyfriends, who is a massive muso, kind of opened me up a little bit to just having a listen to other things and taking on board a few more bands. I guess my favourite kind of genre is 80s. I'm a big kind of 80s electropop kind of girl, like Duran Duran and Depeche Mode and that kind of stuff. But I pretty much listen to anything, to be honest. The only ones I don't like really is like gangster rap and stuff, because I just loathe it. But No, I'm happy to listen to anything. I like, I guess, band wise at the moment, a big fan of Coldplay, seen them quite a few times. Fun Loving Criminals I've always liked. Having said not rap, but there you go. I'll pretty much listen to anything. Elbow are my favourite band at the moment, actually. So yeah, pretty much anything.
And the burlesque scene, where do your interest in that stem from?
Weirdly, I don't actually know is the direct answer to that. When I was at university, I was a goth, and I used to wear a lot of like corsets and basques and stuff then. And for me then, it was always more about the clothing and the look of it rather than the music scene, weirdly, back then. I was still always quite into sort of the new romantic and 80s stuff there. And when I kind of sort of left all that behind, really, and it's only been in the last year or so, last couple of years, that I've kind of fallen in love with it again, really. And a lot of it is to do just with the clothes and the sort of style of it and the music as well. I mean, I'm getting more into the music side of it now. Listening to a lot of the old stuff like Doris Day and Marilyn Monroe and Nina Simone and all that kind of stuff. And it's like the whole package, really. But they started doing regular sort of club nights in Cambridge, thankfully. And I started going to those, and now a lot more of my friends are kind of into it as well. So we've managed to, we've all kind of got into it a little bit now. And you know, the thing with burlesque is you start small, but you inevitably just, it grows. I know a lot of people who have a lot of corsets now because I dragged them to burlesque nights, but no, I love it. It's good fun. It's a good chance to be someone else for an evening as well, so.
What does the average burlesque night entail?
The ones that we go to in Cambridge are, it's a lot to do with the decor. It's quite a small establishment where they hold it. It's quite small, so it's quite intimate, which is lovely. And it's sort of like, it's in a theatre, so you've got like the staging area, and it's a lot of like kind of curtains and the nice table and candlelight and what have you, and people drinking cocktails and stuff. And then there's DJs who play like the sort of mix of the old style R&B and the old burlesque tunes, and like I said, the sort of Nina Simone and all that kind of stuff. And then they have about three or four performers of the evening, which can range from, I mean, they've had one woman who just played a ukulele and sang, which was really cool. They had another woman who doing kind of acrobatics on a big hanging hoop. All sorts, really. It's funny, really. Burlesque is going through a bit of a thing at the moment. They're trying to get a law introduced where they are trying to make it into part of the sex industry, if you see what I mean. Like trying to make it a thing, because often there's nudity involved. But weirdly, nudity, things are always covered, see what I mean? But they're trying to get this stupid law passed so that it's now becoming something that it isn't, if you see what I mean. It's got kind of a bit of a bad rep, really, to be honest. And I'm really hoping that they don't pursue that because it's stupid and ludicrous. But hopefully they won't.
So when you're not following the burlesque scene or singing, what do you do?
I've just started rowing. I started rowing about a year ago, which is obviously, living in Cambridge, we've got the river and it's perfect for that. I've been in Cambridge 9 years, and I every year said, oh, I must start rowing this year, and never managed it. And it was only last year, because a lot of my friends row, and I went to watch them in some races, and just, I thought, I have to have a go at that. And I absolutely love it. I keep hurting myself though. So at the moment I'm out because I'm injured again. But I'm a big fan of that, and I mean, still a novice very much, but I really do enjoy that. I'm a water baby, so I love being out on the water, and especially if it's a nice day. I mean, it's very peaceful. Even though you're working, it's nice. I like it. I'm also very much into photography. Again, still an amateur, but I love it. Anything like that. I don't hate having my picture taken, which you'll find out in a minute when you try and take my picture. But I'm quite happy to take photos, of other things. And I mean, I'm quite artistic, quite creative, so I like doing anything that involves, looking at something and then, creating something out of it. Seeing what you want to see and then making that happen on a print is, I love that. It's a good feeling. It's quite satisfying.
Where did you grow up?
I was born in King's Lynn in Norfolk, which is about an hour away from Cambridge. Was there till I was about 18. Went to university in Bedford. De Montfort Bedford, which doesn't exist anymore, I discovered quite recently, which is quite bizarre. It's now amalgamated with the University of Bedford or something now, but I didn't really enjoy university, so it's no big loss to me. And then I moved back to King's Lynn for a brief period and then decided to try it north, and I moved to Manchester for a year, but didn't really take to it too well. It was too far away, I guess, really, and it was a kind of big city, and I just felt a bit lost there, I think, really. I was there for a year, and then moved back down south. Decided I knew I didn't want to stay in King's Lynn because it is quite a small town. It's a lovely town, but it's quite a small town. Decided on a whim one day to go to Cambridge, stood in the middle of Parker's Peace on a particularly sunny day, and just went, right, I'm going to move here. I moved up a month later, got a job and moved up, which tends to be the way that I kind of do things. And I've been there ever since. And it's, like I said, it's a nice place to be, just because you've got the river, and it's still quite a bustly town without being too hectic, and obviously you've got the commuter train, the route to London, and it's an hour away from home, so I can get home easily if I want to. So, I mean, we're quite a close family, so it's nice just to be able to down tools and go when you want to. So yeah, it kind of works for me. I think I'll stay there for a while.
you've got quite a close family.
Yeah.
Who makes up your family?
There's my mum, who has come with me today. She's brilliant. I drag her to all these kind of madcap things. And my dad. And I have a sister who's 3 years older than me. She's married, and she's got two gorgeous little boys who are awesome, awesome, awesome dudes. And I love them. There's one who's 5, there's Thomas, and Sammy, who's 1.5. And I'm not a baby person in the slightest, but I absolutely adore them, and it's kind of freaked everybody out, I think, just how much I've taken to the fact that I have small people around me now. But they're ace, and I love them. And I think that's why I go home quite a lot, because I do like to spend time with my boys, and it's cool. But so we're only a small family. I mean, we've got I've got like an auntie and my nan who live in Wisbeach, about an hour away, excuse me, from my parents. And again, a couple of cousins, and we're a small family, but we are close. My parents go and see my gran every weekend, and I, you know, when I'm home, I will always go and see my gran and stuff. So it's quite close knit.
What job? You mentioned a job in Cambridge.
I am currently a secretary for the wireless division in a technology company. Am I allowed to name them? Cool. It's Cambridge Consultants, who are a very established firm in Cambridge. And it's cool. It's very laid back. I like it. But they work hard, and we're very lucky. It's, we are thriving, which is nice. And it's, I work with a lot of guys who are, they're all kind of software techies and engineers and hardware geeks. They won't mind me saying that. It's nice. They're a nice group of guys, and works out quite nicely. I think they think I'm a bit mental, because I'm always doing, they hear all these tales, like me doing burlesquing and kind of, singing and all this stuff. And I think they think I'm a bit crazy, but it's cool.
Will any of them be watching?
I have a horrible feeling they will be, yes. One of the guys, bless his heart, put a post on our notice board to everybody about it, and I was like, okay, which is nice, it's lovely, but I think I was kind of hoping I could slip through the net and fail dismally on that front, but no, it's cool. I shall wave to them at some point this evening.
And what about the future? What's your hopes and aspirations?
That's a question. It sounds really stupid to say this, I think, really, or maybe not, I don't know, but I'd quite like to stop being injured. Now, the only reason I say that is because 2009 has been a really good year for me, but a really bad year on the health front, just from the point of view, without going into massive detail, that I had abdominal surgery in February, March, after 10 years of just rubbish, really. And that's brilliant, and that's all fixed. But I had to take quite a lot of time off work, and there was a lot of recovery involved, and I couldn't row, and I couldn't do any exercise, and blah, blah, blah. And I sort of got back into it, and now I keep, like I said, I just keep injuring myself, like my back and my knees and everything, which is kind of the way that rowing seems to go. I know a lot of people with like really messed up backs and stuff now. So I'd quite like to be, rowing happily and not hurting myself, which would be good. And I don't know, I just like to be happy. That's all I've ever said. When anybody ever asks me about the future, I just want to be happy and, healthy and just enjoy life and having fun, which I kind of do, so that's cool. But I have no real aspirations other than for myself and the people that I love to be happy. I'm old fashioned like that.
And coming back to the plinth, how do you feel now that time is approaching?
I was all right until you said that. It's mixed emotions. It's really weird. This whole process has been kind of bizarre because I was really excited when I got the email through. And as time's gone on, because I knew I wanted to sing if I could, the logistics of getting an amp and getting, you know, music and blah, 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 has just been a complete nightmare. So I was getting quite stressed about it. And then I kind of chilled and was like, fine, let's just go and enjoy it. Because the whole point was always just to have fun, and I wanted to have fun. And today, nerves have built up and I am now absolutely terrified. But then when I sort of came up, I met one of the guys who just came off the plinth. He was lovely, absolutely top bloke. He was passing out envelopes to people apparently, and he was just so sound. And he said it was, you know, awesome experience and just really enjoy it. And that's kind of built me up, you know, pepped me up a bit now. But as the time is approaching, I am absolutely terrified, which is ridiculous, but I am. I've sort of sung a lot in public, but weirdly this frightens me more than any of that, which is kind of bizarre. But hey, we'll see what happens.
What do you hope to gain from the experience?
It's just nice to be part of something that so many people, how can I put this, that so many people aren't going to be, if you know what I mean. It's an exclusive bunch, and that's really nice. I mean, people keep saying to me it's part of history, and the more I think about it and the more I look into it, it's absolutely that. And to be part of that is pretty cool. And I think really it's just, I just want to go up there and not waste my hour. If I can come down and know that I didn't waste my hour, then I will be made up. And that's pretty much all I've ever thought about getting out of it. Like I've always said, I just want to have a laugh. I don't have an agenda, I don't have a cause, and fair play, a lot of people do, and that's brilliant. I don't. I just want to have some fun and, if possible, make some other people have fun as well along the way. That's really it for me.
Have you got anything else you'd like to add?
Don't know really. Just thank you for the opportunity and for everybody's been very nice, and yeah, we'll see how it goes. Ask me afterwards.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.